You've reached 863-687-6141. The voicemail number for Gordon Lane Watts. This number used to belong to the Bobby Watts Beef Shop and Auto Parts, but my father, Bobby, passed away in May of 2018.
Please enter your password. Main menu. To listen to your message, press 1. To send a first saved message.
Hi, Mr. Watts. My name is Jack Solano. I'm counsel with Senator Durbin, Senate Judiciary Committee staff. I'm just calling in regard to the statement that you sent along regarding student loans and bankruptcy. I just want to confirm that we received that, and I can sort of give you an overview of where we are at the moment. So I will be trying you back, but in the meantime, just wanted to confirm that we received that. Thank you very much.
End of message. To delete this message, press 7. To save it in the archives, press 9. To hear more options, press 0. To replay this message, press 4. To get envelope information about this message, press 5. To send a copy. Sent Monday, August 23rd at 11:58 a.m. Saved message from 20222888888. 31 seconds. To delete this message, press 7. To save it in the archives, press 9. To hear more options, resave. End of messages. Main menu. To listen to your message, press 1.
Okay, this is political editor and editor of the Chief of the Register, Gordon Wayne Watts, GordonWatts.com, GordonWayneWatts.com, and National Director of Contract with America Part 2, Contract with America, the number 2.com, finishing what Newt Gingrich began. Bipartisan, but still 60% issues. First off, the reason you hear the phone ring is because the phone that's doing the recording was the one that received the call. And so I had to call that one and then decline the call so I could record it with the other phone. Secondly, I'm time stamping today to double verify or triple verify the time. You heard the time stamp on the voicemail, but I'm going to call two-time and temperature services to timestamp it, and I'll explain why I have to call two in just a second. So here's the first one. Publix supermarkets out of Lakeland between Orlando and Tampa. I'm timestamping right now, today's time. So listen carefully, and then I'll explain why I'm calling two of them.
Today is Monday, August 30th, Publix time, 5:48, current temperature, 95 degrees. Partly cloudy today, scattered afternoon showers and sun.
Oh, okay, now they said it was 5:48, it's actually closer to 5:50 according to my phones. But notice they said today is Monday, August the 30th, but they didn't put the year timestamp. So even though you and I both know it's 2021, what about a year or two from now? Let's call NOAA Weather. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and listen to what they have to say, and then I'll offer commentary to help clarify.
Thank you for calling your Tampa Bay Area National Weather Service office. This menu will provide you with recorded forecast and other weather service office information. Press 0 at any time to hear this menu again. To hear today's forecast, press 1. For the 7-day forecast, press 2. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast issued 2 p.m. Monday, August 30th, 2021 for the KHB32 listening area. For the following counties in Florida, Hillsborough, Pasco, Pinellas, and Polk, including the cities of Newport Richey, Zephyr Hills, Clearwater, St. Petersburg, Brandon, and Tampa. Tonight, partly cloudy. Isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening.
Okay, we don't have to hear the entire forecast. My point being is that today, right now, is Monday, August 30th, 2021. The year is important. Now, notice that they said that the forecast was issued at 2 p.m. Right now, it's almost 6 p.m. But that was earlier today. So they don't give you the current time and temperature, but they give you the approximate time and temperature with the year. Public's time and temperature gives you the weather forecast as well, and with the time stamp of what time it is. They're off a couple of minutes, but without the year. So I had to call both time and temperature services for a time stamp that had both the year and the time to document when it is I'm calling, and I'm calling roughly a week after Attorney Jack Solano with U.S. Senator Richard, also known as Dick Durbin, a Democrat out of Illinois, the Senate, a very high-ranking Senate member, and the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, okay? Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat, Illinois, many consider him a moderate. His staff called me back to confirm receipt of the written testimony I sent, and that's important for purposes of documenting, did they receive this or not? So again, thank you for watching, viewing on my YouTube or Facebook videos, listening, reading, whatnot, and following. This is Gordon Wayne Watts, Editor-in-Chief and Legal Editor of the Register, reporting live from Plant City, Central Florida, real close to Lakeland, by the way, between Orlando and Tampa, Central Florida, reporting live for the Register, GordonWatts.com, GordonWayneWatts.com, and for Contract with America Part 2, found on the internet at ContractWithAmerica2.com. Trademark, by the way, seeking copyright, and I'm sure that we'll get it. Thank you for watching, listening, reading, viewing, and following.